Chapter 7. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. The king said again to Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, "What is your petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted you. And what is your request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed." Then Esther the queen answered, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request, for we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondservants and bondmaids, I had held my peace, although the adversary could not have compensated for the king's damage." Then spoke the king Ahasuerus and said to Esther the queen, "Who is he, and where is he, that dared presume in his heart to do so?" Esther said, "An adversary and an enemy, even this wicked Haman." Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. The king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine. And Haman was fallen on the couch where Esther was. Then said the king, "Will he even force the queen before me in the house?" As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Then said Harbona, one of the chamberlains who were before the king, "Behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman has made for Mordecai, who spoke good for the king, stands in the house of Haman." The king said, "Hang him there on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified.